Ushers, come forward. We would like to ask those of you who are visiting this morning if you would raise your hand and keep it raised so that we may give you a visitor's card. If you're visiting with us this morning, either in the balcony or on the lower floor, there's some visitors right here in the middle. Any others that are with us up in the balcony? I see some. Someone's going to take care of you. Any others? Let me share a few announcements. First of all, we have a new Sunday school member, Bonnie Ashley, an adult 2 in the ladies class, and we're glad to welcome Bonnie to our Sunday school and to our church. Several announcements other than that, committee meetings this week. Church council, you asked to meet again this evening at 6:30 as we do some planning for the year and looking at a certain matter that we are studying. And then on Wednesday night, Sunday school department directors, our Sunday school council meeting at 6:30. On Saturday, Baptist Men's Prayer Breakfast at 8 a.m. Next Sunday morning is Baptist Men's Day. They will be leading in our service. And prior to that, on Saturday morning, they will have their breakfast at 8 o'clock. So you're asked to sign the reservation list, men, that's on my door, or call the church. You may call the church and get your reservations in by Thursday. Just do that by Thursday. Call in. So you'd like to be a part of that prayer breakfast. And then following that, you will be doing a mission venture of painting the educational building. It is coming along, but there is much more to do. So you've been asked to wear your work clothes, and following the breakfast, you'll go on a painting detail as a group. So we are glad that you're worshiping with us this morning.
Take your hymnal and turn with me as we sing together hymn number 30. Oh, worship the King, hymn number 30, as we stand, please. Father, we thank Thee that Thou dost give us strength from day to day, from minute to minute, and moment to moment. We are grateful for the opportunity of spending this time in Thy house today. We pray for each one who has come, and we have come to meet with God, and we pray that God's Spirit shall suit a message to each heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as you're seated, keep your hymnal and turn with me to 265, God of Grace and God of Glory. 265, as we sing together. Have your Bibles. I'd like for you to turn to the third chapter of the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, and we will read verse 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, at this time, we come to a moment of prayer in which we have opportunity for you to offer a prayer during this silent meditation. Shall we bow our heads for this time? Father, in the quiet splendor of this day, we wait somehow for thy shining light, which never fades. We come with our many needs. We come from the background of our many experiences, for we have all been on the crowded highway in the past week. And we come seeking some solace, our peace, our comfort, our encouragement for the soul. We have today and in past days been confronted with so many different situations and circumstances. We have looked into the faces of worn people, tired, discouraged, and yet some who have been joyful. But we pray today that we might look into another face this morning, into the face of the Son of God. We know that He is the one who will deal with our problems. He will deal with the trials we have in this world. He will walk beside us in every experience. He will be our counsel and our guide. We pray today for each need that has been mentioned, those who have physical needs, those who have spiritual. And we do pray that while we're gathered here in Thy place, that all the distractions of this world might be blotted out, and we might in quietness and confidence meet with Thee. Help us now to seek Thy face and Thy love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The offertory hymn is 406. As we turn together, please, you'll recognize the tune as Crown Him with Many Crowns. The words are different. So 406, as we stand together, Teach Me, O Lord, I Pray.
Father, we rise to dedicate our tithes and offerings to Thee. We pray Thy blessing upon our gifts, those that we have given this day to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. the subject when we think of the devil. No man has ever cheated him. The enemy of all good, a real personality, an old man came in a penitent prayer to the Lord saying, "Lord, I have gotten myself amid the briars and the thorns. I have gotten myself scratched up awfully, and I am bleeding badly. But Lord, I ask forgiveness because I admit I was not in your vineyard, but in the devil's pasture." The devil is a great deceiver. I suppose every person here has in him a little bit of deception. In chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, when the Lord God had made, and said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said unto you, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" In verse 2, "The woman said to the serpent, Ye shall eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, and neither shall you touch it, lest you die." In verse 3, "And the serpent said of the woman, Ye shall not surely die." Now, Satan was not telling the truth. Jesus said in John 8:44, when he was speaking to the Pharisees, "Ye are of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning." He said two things in that passage about Satan. One was he was a murderer. The second was he was a liar. There is no one present here today who has not been deceived somewhere by the devil. First of all, he deceived you that he might destroy you. In Genesis, there are at least three lies that sound very much like truth. Even the best lie has a certain amount of truth in it. Now, if you have a clock or a watch that may be 5 minutes off each day, or a clock that may be 5 hours off, the one that is 5 minutes off may be more deceptive than one that is 5 hours, because you'll readily say that clock is wrong. But if you have a plane to catch or a schedule to make, then 5 minutes makes all the difference of missing it altogether. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh, so is he." The thought is, you think, you remember, and then it becomes a deed within you and within your action. You sow a deed and you reap a thought. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character and you reap a destiny. And all of this begins with the thinking of an individual. In the first book of Genesis, we find out what Satan is up to. In the book of Revelation, we find out what is going to happen to Satan. He is going to be defeated. Two books that Satan hates. One is Genesis. The other is the book of Revelation. I guess that's why we have so much in the way of theological debate and discussion over Genesis and Revelation. You touch either book and the devil dislikes it. Well, the secret is this, that in the book of Genesis, you have the doom pronounced upon Satan in the book of Genesis, prophesied. In the book of Revelation, in that book, you find the devil is defeated. And of course, the devil hates Genesis and Revelation. That's why you hear oftentimes people say, Genesis is just a myth. And then in the next breath, they will turn around and say to you, Revelation is such a mystery, you cannot understand it. Now, what is Satan up to? Let us go back to the Garden of Eden. Let us visit here. And let us see about the woman and the man. The man was penalized. You remember that the land brought forth thorns and things that would be in his way of cultivation. And ultimately, the second thing that was brought forth upon man because of sin was death. He was going back to dust. Now, when the woman's punishment was assessed, she was to have pain, and her sorrows were to be multiplied, and she was to go back to dust. Now, briefly, there are 2-3 things here that Satan says, and I think he's up to. First of all, he wants to discredit God's provisions. Look at verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. God had not said that. God had just said the opposite in verse 16, chapter 2. God had commanded them, saying, all of these trees are fruitful for you and for your existence. And notice the devil said that God said, what is he up to? He is discrediting God's provision. He wanted Eve to think of God in a negative way. Now, anybody on the face of this earth knows there is a God. Only one man in the Old Testament, Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, you know, it takes a lot more faith to believe the monkey story than really it does to believe the Bible story. When you assess it. Now he tried to get Eve to think in a negative way about God. You know, you'd be surprised the way some people think about God. Ye shall not eat the fruit, he says. And he gets Eve to believe that God is someone who is going to kill all the joy and the pleasure in life. The devil wants you to think that to be a Christian, you have to be so straight-laced, you'll never have any fun anymore. Now, many people
think about heaven being up there somewhere. And God is looking down to break up their little game of pleasure down here.